Hong Kong's Apple Daily newspaper has vowed to continue after the arrest of owner Jimmy Lai under a controversial security law imposed by Beijing. On Monday, a handcuffed Mr. Lai was led through his newsroom as nearly 200 police officers raided the building. Yvonne Murray, RTE's reporter in China, is on the line now from Beijing. Yvonne, the front page of Mr. Lai's paper today, I see, is Apple Daily must fight on. There's been an increased run on the paper too, I understand.
That's right. And in reaction to his arrest overnight, long queues of supporters already began to form outside news agents very early in the morning as people waited for the first editions to arrive. And then when they finally came out, they were sold out in many places across Hong Kong. This being seen as a small act of resistance by Hong Kong residents and showing support for Jimmy Lai over his arrest yesterday. Following that arrest yesterday afternoon in Hong Kong, Agnes Chow, the 23-year-old democracy activist, was also arrested on charges related to inciting secession. Her home was searched and she also was led away in handcuffs and into a police car. Joshua Wong, her associate, former student democracy activist, has not yet been arrested, but he says he does expect to be soon. Meanwhile, here in Beijing, on the mainland, it's interesting to see that the government mouthpiece newspaper, the Global Times, presumably to coincide with these arrests, published a survey of netizens saying that the vast majority of Chinese people support this national security law to bring stability back to Hong Kong after the protests. It also said in that survey that the vast majority of Chinese people oppose other countries interfering in Hong Kong's affairs, particularly the US.
The context and the timing of these arrests is interesting. Can you explain why?
I think what has been very interesting to watch is how quickly the national security law has been implemented in Hong Kong. And how quickly some of the prominent members of the pro-democracy movement have been rounded up. Yesterday, with the arrest of Jimmy Lai, it's very clear that press freedoms are severely changed and undermined. What this means, essentially, is that the one country, two systems situation that's been in place for many years has effectively come to an end. I think what it shows is that Beijing is more and more confident about how it handles Hong Kong. Interesting to note that the government here has made a huge amount of capital out of its handling of the coronavirus. It compares itself very favourably to other countries, and this has given it, again, a newfound confidence. It's interesting to see how disdainful people here in China are, how they've become disdainful of other countries, particularly the US. Many people here say to me now that they see Western democracy as a failed system, and this helps to garner support domestically for what the Chinese government is doing in Hong Kong. And also to say on that point, talking about the larger context, I think the government knows here that other countries indeed make noises about China's human rights violations, for example, in Xinjiang, and where Uyghurs are being held in vast detention camps, as we've reported. But they know that people don't really take real action and also continue to seek trading relations. So I think China now, knowing that the rest of the world is very preoccupied with the pandemic, it feels emboldened, it feels newly confident, and that's the kind of background and context to what it's doing in Hong Kong.
Okay, Yvonne, there's loads to talk about, but we have to leave it there for now. It is 8:48.